Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crowd Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Thanks for joining us, whether you're listening as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or you're listening to us on the stream, which we stream live or we have the reruns of the last couple of shows running, and we also have
masturbation.
What page is that on?
Okay.
You know what? I was just talking to someone. We were going through our content. I was just describing when animals gets pissed. Those segments to a coworker of mine.
Oh, okay.
That might be a fun thing to offer. What if we put for $3,000 if we sent out an when animals get pissed compilation. $3,500.
Sure.
I'm gonna
masturbation. Sadomasochistic abuse.
Anyway, thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link, every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission and it doesn't cost you anything. We just get some change from Mr. Bezos and join us on social media. We check our Twitter during the live show at Crab Diving on the Twitter. But we also have a Facebook and we also got your Instagram there.
Right.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Wow, we have a lot to catch up for.
It's going to be, yes, all of the prepositions. I think it's going to be a crazy show.
Well, yeah, when Alex Jones is probably the biggest story and many facets to it, it's going to, yeah, we're going to, we got some, and there's cameras in the courtroom.
Okay, so, and so I don't know much about it. I did hear one. Okay. Yeah, I did hear one weird thing that's just too strange that I was like, well, that's weird.
About Alex.
Yeah.
And, well, okay, and we'll get to that in a sec.
What the fuck? God.
Actually, let's jump right in. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yay.
We're back after a couple days hiatus.
That's right.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines. Well, there we go. Look at this picture at the HuffPo. I know that doesn't help anyone that's listening, but this is all for the in studio audience. What a great picture the HuffPo used.
I'm so sorry.
Of Alex on the stand. That's him on the stand.
Someone.
Potentially the moment when he learned the headline, stunner, Alex Jones' lawyer, quote, messed up.
Yeah.
And exposed phone records.
Oh, shit.
The lawyer, Alex Jones's lawyer, accidentally sent the plaintiff's lawyer every single text and email message off of his phone.
Why the fuck? For the past
2 years.
Why the fuck did he do that?
Well,
God.
Here is the moment.
Oh, my fucking God.
That. Okay. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones had his own damning text messages read back to him during testimony Wednesday in a trial that will determine how much money he will have to pay to Sandy Hook parents he smeared for years. So that's already been determined. He's
right.
Gonna pay.
Yeah.
This is now the hearings to determine how much this motherfucker has to pay.
Right, right.
And he's been a dick.
Oh, my God.
This is during cross-examination in Austin, Texas. Attorney Mark Bankston accused the InfoWars host of lying to the court when he claimed in a deposition that he had turned over all Sandy Hook-related documents and text messages as part of discovery in his defamation case. Here's the moment Alex Jones learns
of this.
And his own lawyer fucked him, too, because this is where we need one of those big screens on the wall. Go to crabdiving.com/ Amazon and buy shit. And
right.
So we can get a big giant screen on the wall, and I could wave it up to the wall so that all the studio audience, you and Shelby, could see it without having to walk over to look at my screen. And
you send us that. We'll send you an autographed Chewy from the dog.
Here is, do I have that set? Yeah, here's Alex Jones finding out.
So you did get my text messages, and it said you didn't. Nice trick.
Yes, Mr. Jones. Oh. Indeed.
Listen to the plaintiff's lawyer. Yeah. Yes, Mr. Jones.
Listen.
Indeed.
I got to tell you, that's a moment where you feel every guard or law enforcement officer just took the safety off the gun because they're like, uh-oh.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
Somebody get indeed. That mace ready.
Okay, well, okay, great. So you got my text messages. Great. All right, yeah. So what? All right.
This guy is capable of losing his shit. Right.
So you did get my text messages, and it said you didn't. Nice trick.
Yes, Mr. Jones. Oh. Indeed. You didn't give this text message to me. You don't know where this came from. Do you know where I got this?
No.
Mr. Jones, did you know that 12 days ago, your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years, and when informed, did not take any steps to identify it as privileged or protect it in any way.
So the lawyer for the Sandy Hook parents even called them and said, hey, you know, you sent us everything, like absolutely everything. And they were like, yeah, who gives a fuck?
What?
Apparently.
Do the lawyers hate
him?
Because
they could have said, you know, oh, oops, some of that is really privileged and you know, it shouldn't have been sent to you.
Well, I mean, I would be like, fuck off, I'm using it.
But they didn't. I mean,
they didn't make an attempt.
The lawyer just said, they didn't care. They didn't seem to care.
You've sent for the past 2 years, and when informed, did not take any steps to identify it as privileged or protect it in any way. And as of 2 days ago, it fell free and clear into my possession. And that is how I know you lied to me when you said you didn't have text messages about Sandy Hook. Did you know that?
I told you the truth. This is your Perry Mason moment. I gave them my phone. And then,
Mr. Jones, you need to answer the question.
Okay. This is your Perry Mason moment. Yeah. Okay. I told you the truth. But see, I told you the truth.
Perry
when
Mason.
I lied. I told you the truth when I lied.
This is epic.
It's amazing.
He is right. This is his Perry Mason moment.
It's amazing.
I mean, you know, I mean, not that. Jeez.
Alex wearing a blue dress shirt, unbuttoned, probably one button too many, I'm going to suggest. No tie. So you can see his red flared triple neck and chest.
Yeah.
And he's got a blue blazer on.
Right.
Dark blue.
What's wrong with him?
His beard's well coiffed and everything, but
he
doesn't look well. He just
He looks like he's off to like Atlantic City or something. Not to
defamation. Totally. Yeah.
Here, whatever the fuck this is. I mean,
going to a bachelor party in him.
How did he think this is gonna? I guess he's
K 68.
Do you
horny goat weed?
Do you believe he's genuinely surprised and caught off guard by this? The text messages. That's what it seems like to me.
I mean, I can't imagine that his lawyers told him about this.
I'm confused. Why did they do that? Did they hate him?
Who's going to represent Alex Jones?
No. Did they hate him and want to sabotage the case? They don't like Alex Jones. He's not paying his bills.
I mean, that would be unethical.
I mean.
You said you didn't have text messages about Sandy Hook. Did you know that?
I told you the truth. This is your Perry Mason moment. I gave them my phone.
Mr. Jones, you need to answer the question.
Did you know this happened?
No, I didn't know this happened. But I mean, I told you, I gave him the phone over.
And you said the question.
You said in your deposition, you searched your phone. You said you pulled down the text, did the search function for Sandy Hook. That's what you said, Mr. Jones, correct?
And I had several different phones with this number, but I did, yeah. Well, of course, I mean, that's why you got it.
You know, Mr. Jones, that's not why I have.
My lawyer sent it to you, but I'm hiding it. Okay.
Mr. Jones?
That?
Oh, my God.
This is how it goes.
Fucking hilarious.
He is commenting on everything and making the judge pissed.
Something about this feels like that by the time this is all over, everyone we're listening to on this tape will have written a book about it.
Right.
That judge is like...
Look at that, Mr. Jones.
Oh, my God. He's crazy.
You know,
I've been listening to Terry Gross is covering this Alex Jones shit.
And Alex Jones at that moment.
And her whole thing is that the mainstream media has been remiss in sort of not covering people like Alex Jones or, I don't know, or taking them seriously and sort of saying, oh, who cares what Alex Jones says? And that because of that, we've ignored it because we've minimized the impact of these wackos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But to that, I want to say shame on the mainstream media, but we at Crab Diving for years, motherfuckers. We've been covering this Alex Jones cunt, okay? Welcome to the party, bitches. This is who he is. You ignored it. We've been talking about it forever, Terry Gross. We've done many, many fucking podcasts about Alex Jones, about who's another one? Pat Roberts.
This is a human.
Yes.
This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
Coach Dave. We cover all those fucks. They're late to the party.
Did you bring condoms?
So, what are you doing, dog? What are you doing to me?
Jeez. She's upset, too.
She is. She's pissed off.
We cover these right-wing nut jobs all the fucking time.
We do. And that's why we have all these awesome
listeners. We're relevant and we're fucking important.
I'm somebody.
Well, of course. I mean, that's why you got it.
No, Mr. Jones. That's not why I have it.
My lawyer sent it to you, but I'm hiding it. Okay.
Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones,
please just answer questions. There's no question. Mr. Bankston also only asked questions.
Sure. Mr. Jones, in discovery, you were asked, do you have Sandy Hook text messages on your phone? And you said no, correct?
Crickets thinking hamster wheel turning.
Oh, he thought, what do you think his expectations for this day have been blown? Are they different? Did he think it
really seems like he didn't expect
he
this.
Didn't see this one coming, yeah. Did he?
Or this is an award-winning performance.
This is outstanding.
This was on your phone and you said no, correct? You said that under oath, Mr. Jones, didn't you?
I mean, I was mistaken, but you got the messages right there.
You know,
right there.
If I was mistaken, if I lied, I lied, but you got the messages right there.
This guy needs a steak.
Oh, yeah, my lawyer sends them to him, and I'm hiding them. Oh, okay.
I'm low on iron.
Yes, didn't you?
I mean, I was mistaken, but you got the messages right there.
You know what perjury is, right? I just want to make sure you know before we go any further. You know what it is?
Yes, I do. I mean, I'm not a tech guy. I told you I gave in my testimony the phone to the lawyers before or whatever, and so you got my phone, but we didn't give it to you.
No, Mr. Jones. One more time. And please remember, if you need to assert the Fifth Amendment, you can. I need to know that you can do that. But you testified.
Oh, it stops.
Fuck,
there. This man. Clip stops.
I mean,
there.
Shit. That guy's sweat. He's sweating through that suit, man. Get the fuck. What a horrible day in court for Alex Jones. Boy, this I'm looking forward to the movie of this. Johnny Depp's going to play the shit out of Alex Jones.
Bankston then revealed to the court, along with Jones and his attorney and Dino Reynal, that Jones had a text from 2020 mentioning the 2012 school shooting that left 20 children, six adults dead. The conversation was between InfoWars editor Paul Joseph Watson and Jones. Watson, who had previously warned Jones about spreading the lie that no one died in the Sandy Hook shooting, texted Jones to warn him against pushing another lie that the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world in 2020 was a fake.
Paul Joseph Watson tried
to tell him to stop saying that COVID's fake.
So they have... They have lots of shit, then. They have his old phone.
Watson sent Jones an April 2020 InfoWars story with the headline, "Staged video shows hospital using dummies in ER for coronavirus footage."
Jesus Christ.
Watson said, "This is a video of a medical student training to intubate."
Right. They're using dummies. Well, it's not that.
You don't train on people.
Paul Joseph Watson, we've done stories.
He's a piece of shit.
But he's a British guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But he surprisingly was not crazy about this.
Right. There are some voices of reason, I guess, on the right. Maybe this guy, Dan Quayle.
At first, Jones protested. He merely passed off the phone to his lawyer. Bankston persisted. "You said in your deposition you searched your phone. You said you pulled down the text, did the search function for Sandy Hook. That's what you said, Mr. Jones, correct?" "Well, I got several phones. I got several phones with this number. I got several phones with this number.
I have a question. Is he restrained at this point?"
"Oh, yeah, I think so."
No, I mean, like...
Oh, you mean, is he, like, physically
yes!
Hannibal Lecter?
I'm telling you, man, this guy... You can lose it. I'd be ready to go.
Another text revealed undermined Jones's claim that InfoWars is too broke to pay damages. It's another part of the story is they have gone and declared bankruptcy.
Right.
To try to fuck the claimants here. In the message retrieved from Jones's phone, an employee at InfoWars told Jones they had made $70,000 gross profit on one particularly successful day.
Oh.
$70,000 in one day of profit. Bankston added that some days InfoWars maxed out at $800,000 a day.
What are they selling? Some supplements?
Well, I read a different story that Jones said, "Oh, that's during CPAC. We always sell a lot of stuff during CPAC." Which does make sense.
Well, yeah, I guess. It's their season.
Jones grumbled about the revelation, saying, "This is ridiculous." Before he said, "You're cherry picking my profitable days." Talking about that.
Right.
During a short recess, Jones's attorney, Reynal, asked Bankston just how much material he'd gotten off my... How much stuff did you get off of the phone we sent you?
All
accidentally?
Of it!
He said, a significant amount.
Significant, but
significant
really...
Significant amount.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Why did he do it again? He just fucked up. What the fuck?
Jones's lawyer, Reynal, has been routinely admonished by Judge Maya Guerra Gamble over the course of the trial for not following basic procedure and engaging in disrespectful behavior. Who's going to hide? Like, again, Trump. What kind of lawyers are Trump going to get? Shitheads, assholes, charlatans,
don't
frauds, crooks.
Piss off the judge.
Right.
That's it.
Well, And he has. Last Wednesday, he was caught giving a middle finger to...
Who the fuck is this guy?
To the other lawyer at the end of proceedings.
In the courtroom.
After the judge left. He apologized to the court that Thursday, but was reprimanded again later that day for claiming he didn't know his clients couldn't discuss the case outside of court.
What the That's fuck?
Basic. I never went to law school. I know that.
Why is this guy flipping people off in the courtroom? Oh, it's after the judge left. Is he crazy?
The judge said, oh, because you're just a brand new lawyer, right? If enough with the aw shucks, I don't know the rules of the court. This guy's been around for a while.
Is this Benicio del Toro?
Who will play this guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or maybe he could play Alex Jones. Dude, that would be cool. Alex Jones played by Benicio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What about the guy from The Shield?
Shiklis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd have to put on some weight. He got in
He's
shape.
He's so short, too. You got to remember, Alex Jones is a monster of size. I mean, he's like Shrek. He's enormous.
Bankston said of the other guy, he's routinely, every single day of this trial, broken rules that a first-year lawyer knows. He has routinely placed inadmissible material in front of the jury. It is from our perspective at this table that Mr. Reynal is actively trying for a mistrial, and obviously we don't want that to happen.
Oh, so he gave over these phone records to prove that he sucks. That's not a bad pretty, idea, I
that's
guess.
Pretty, that's pretty damning. Alex Jones, everyone.
I mean, what a fuck up. I'm trying to think of an attorney doing. I mean, could you imagine if you're an attorney and you have to tell your clients, like, I am so sorry. I just gave the.
Oops.
I don't know what I was thinking.
We fired the intern.
God. My brother says Russell Crowe will play Alex Jones.
Oh, he would be great. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you. Russell Crowe would be like, why do people hate him? He's not so bad.
Mr. Jones, you know how an iPhone works, right? You've had iPhone text messaging for several years now.
Yeah.
What does it mean if the messages are in blue? Whose messages are those? Whose phone is this taken from?
I don't know whose phone's taken from. I mean, I turn the phone over and take stuff off.
Can I have you look in the very bottom below the very bottom left corner? Is that your phone number?
Yes. So you did get my text messages.
Okay, and that's where, that's the start of that. And then they launch into what I just played.
Oh, my God. All of a sudden, he doesn't know anything. He's like, I don't know whose phone records do you. There's fucking numbers down there, right? Is that your phone number?
Oh, here's the judge to Alex at one point.
Mr. Jones, you may not say to this jury that you complied with discovery. That is not true. You may not say it again. You may not tell this jury that you are bankrupt. That is also not true.
So he's turning to the jury. He's saying, hey, I complied with discovery. I complied.
He's impossible. He is fucking impossible right. On every fucking level. What a fucking buffoon, man.
Tell this jury that you are bankrupt. That is also not true. You may have filed for bankruptcy. I don't know that, but I've heard that. That doesn't make a person or a company bankrupt. You're already under oath to tell the truth. You've already violated that oath twice today in just those two examples. It seems absurd to instruct you again that you must tell the truth while you testify. Yet here I am. You must tell the truth while you testify. This is not your show.
This is not your show.
This is not your show.
Oh, my God. That is fucking golden. This is not your show, lunatic. Yeah, listen, You don't know. He might think it's his show, and I would worry about him throwing something.
Do you think he's just banking on the Republicans winning, and then somehow he gets out of it and gets a pardon from somebody?
I think he's trying to seem crazy.
Oh, wait. Are these state charges?
I have no
idea.
Oh,
wait.
Idea.
This is civil, so he can't get out of this one.
I think he can he get out if he claims mentally unfit to walk down the street without.
I might have to give him, time to plead his case on that one.
We're not through. We're not quite. There's a lot more of this to cover, right? Because I heard a couple of one other.
Yeah, sure. There's a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay.
You must tell the truth while you testify. This is not your show. You need to slow down and not take what you see as opportunities to further the message you're wanting to further. And okay. Instead, only answer the specific and exact question you have been asked.
It must be hard to explain this shit to him. I mean, because like...
You have violated your oath. Twice today already.
Do you think the judge thinks is Alex Jones fit to stand trial?
Well, he's been sweating profusely, and he keeps popping.
That's the exception to the food in the
cough lozenges.
All right, go ahead. Alex,
constantly mopping, sweating profusely and coughing through his testimony.
Is he working the crowd?
Constantly wiping his head and face with his hand.
Is he working the crowd in that clip? He's like, hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing out there? We're saying to you, parents, you defamed us. Fuck you, man. I don't fucking. Jeez.
Of course, the absolute wrong take on what's going on.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan.
Oh.
It's kind of an art form.
Mm.
This is what I'm thinking.
It's performance art.
It is a kind of performance art along with like a little bit of horse shit. And some people.
Who is that crazy stand-up guy, Andy Kaufman?
Yes.
It's like everyone's become Andy Kaufman.
Right. Alex Jones is funnier than Andy Kaufman's ever been. Alex Jones is fucking hilarious often.
Did you see the whole Bill Hicks?
Yeah, no.
Conspiracy?
That's not real.
I went down that rabbit hole.
That's the silliest shit ever.
I know, but there are videos.
But he had one thing we're talking about, like if it's between his family starving
or
his neighbor. I'll eat your ass. So it became this giant, come on. Do you don't think there's an entertainment value in him saying he's going to eat his neighbor?
It's on my dumpster fire.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with him. There is some entertainment value with it. But, like, what does that have to do with him defaming somebody or defamation or you know what I mean?
He's basically saying, you know, hey, what's he doing that's so awful? It's entertaining, he says.
No, dumb fuck. You're saying, okay, Alex Jones is entertaining on InfoWars. Okay, some people can say that. That doesn't mean the motherfucker can just break laws. He can't.
Well, right.
Yeah, he's still subject to laws. Like, he's not allowed to. What is he guilty of with the Sandy Hook defamation?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's against the law, defamation, and he fucking broke it, right?
Well, he has been held civilly liable for defamation.
Who gives
defamation?
A fuck how entertaining he is? What the fuck difference does that have to fucking make? I don't understand that. What's different? What does it fucking matter? Ugh.
Elsewhere in the news.
Wait a second. Did Alex Jones do a thing where the judge told him to get rid of his gum?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I'm
sorry. I didn't mean to go back to it.
No. Let me see if I have that part.
Is that fascinating at all? Because I kind of heard Terry Gross talking about that, I think, and I was like, what the fuck? No, my mom was talking about that.
I've been told that it goes on, and he says that he's sorry, and we'd ask that the entire part be
spit your gum out, Mr. Jones.
It's not gum.
What is it? Because you're not allowed food or gum of any kind in the courtroom.
I had my tooth pulled a week and a half ago, and I had some gauze in there earlier, and it's been causing me to have some pain.
So you're chewing on your gauze?
Would you like me to show you?
No, right I just here? Want you to answer my question.
No, I was massaging the hole in my mouth with my tongue. Right here, right here.
I don't want to see the inside.
What the fuck is happening?
I don't want to see inside your mouth. I don't want to see inside your mouth.
This is the end part of this trial phase, right? This is the end part. This
yes,
is where they,
yes, yes.
God,
sadly,
you know, nobody thought, boy, nobody saw this one coming, right?
Who would have thought? I didn't.
I don't want to see right. the inside of your mouth.
Oh, no, there's no gum. Hold.
Sit down.
Sit down?
She's got an 11-year-old. It's an 11-year-old.
What?
He's an 11-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
He's got the maturity level.
I mean, he's a fucking wacko. I mean, the guy's fucking crazy.
Yeah, she had to...
Do you have gum?
She had to berate him over his behavior.
Yeah.
Told him to sit down.
Well, was there a thing with a water bottle, too? With the something where he had to shake somebody's hand?
But here's this morning.
Yeah.
He skipped the morning session. He rolls up outside, and here's what he says to Fox outside the courthouse on the way in. I'm sure the judge will love this.
She found me guilty. She lied and said we didn't give them the discovery so she could have a show trial and tell the jurors, 8 times I've seen her, this man's guilty. So all of your rights to due process and trial by jury is being destroyed here in Austin, Texas.
You were found guilty. This is the punishment phase. This is where they decide how much money you have to give these people. You were found guilty, you motherfucker.
Right.
Liable, let's
right.
say. To
right.
Civil.
Yeah. And then they get to decide, like, punitive damages, too, right? If I mean, isn't this part of the thing, though, where he's not allowed to talk about the trial, though, right?
It's over.
So he can talk about it.
He's making it sound like he's still fighting the good fight. He's still battling the parents. He lost.
Is he allowed to do that?
He's not supposed to.
I mean, it's
to.
Crazy.
Yes. He's not supposed to. Okay.
Jury is being destroyed here in Austin, Texas. Austin is the second most famous city in America for judicial fraud. D.C. and Austin. Where the Democratic Party have fully weaponized the judiciary to persecute people, just like Rick Perry, who they indicted for vetoing a bill. They indicted him. Or Tom DeLay. They've done this over and over again, and she hopes the jury doesn't learn what she's done. She even tried to sign a document saying we couldn't mention the First Amendment or say we're innocent.
This is outside as he's about to go in, where he got the ass reaming we heard earlier. But
right.
but He what an idiot.
But he can't use the First Amendment because it wasn't a First Amendment case.
Right. Right.
That's like...
And we've agreed as a society that the First Amendment, there are limits on free speech.
Yeah.
Like yelling fire in a theater, that kind
right,
of shit.
Right,
I'm going to kill you.
Yes.
Is not free speech.
Right, right.
If said with threat and
with malice.
And intent and malice. Or-
Such.
Nor is defamation. That's the whole point of the defamation.
That's
and these motherfucking conservatives are the first ones that want to run and squeal that I'm going to sue you. We just heard Trump threatening that I'm going to go after CNN. We'll see what that happens. We'll see when that happens. That's
so
not going to happen.
What is happening is the prosecution, they're using his text messages so they'll award more. Right? They're making the case.
And his behavior like this in front of the jury ain't helping him. If he wants to save money.
Oh. Do you think they think he's nuts? He'll be like, oh, you can't take his money. He's crazy.
No, my God, I hope not.
God, there's no way. I'm just trying to understand the strategery.
They're probably hoping for mistrials. That they just turned it into such a shit show that the judge loses her mind and says something angry or calls him an asshole, and then suddenly they've got to throw it to a mistrial.
I think the neighbor's about to knock on the door, but maybe not. I don't know. This guy, I don't know.
LA, they've done this over and over again, and she hopes the jury doesn't learn what she's done. She even tried to sign a document saying we couldn't mention the First Amendment or say we're innocent. All I did was speculate and ask questions. I have a right to do that. It has been the lawyers, the Democratic Party, and the whole Sandy Hook anti-gun crew that has attached themselves to me for years. They've talked more in this trial about Sandy.
The Sandy Hook anti-gun crew.
What the fuck? You mean the parents of children that died in that massacre?
No, details,
the
details. Sandy Hook crew. Anti-gun crew.
God, you make it sound... But God, Alex, you got to be ashamed of yourself. That's what you did for your fucking show. I mean, he did that for years, right? And he made a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, $800,000
a day. Shame on all you people that buy that fucking shit. Shame on you motherfuckers.
$800K during CPAC.
Unreal.
Them and Grindr are probably the two.
Oh, yeah.
Two of the top apps. That is what's going on with Alex Jones. So now also this bankruptcy bullshit that the neighbor knocks. So Ryan's stepping away for a sec. See what's going on. Let me see if I can pull this stuff up about Alex. That she said, told him to spit out his gum. He said he pulled the tooth. We played that part. In April, InfoWars and two other companies filed for bankruptcy, with filings indicating that each entity owes up to $10 million in estimated liabilities. The same month, Jones hawked InfoWars merchandise to his supporters as part of an emergency blowout sale in the do or die time. That's some of these clips I've been playing, like maybe this one. Oh no, this is Alex begging for cash, and that person got suspended, so I can't play that video anymore. It's all going great, isn't it? We'll try one more. Here we go.
Better watch out. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town. He'll put you in a FEMA camp. He'll take your guns away. They'll teach your three-year-old to get blowjobs, and that's just today. It's the Satanic New World Order. We'll abort your baby after they're born. We'll teach your kids to take ketamine and dance.
I was just playing some of Alex's greatest hits.
Oh, awesome.
I played the song. You better watch out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And this one, if it'll play.
Jeez. And supporting our guest, because everybody we have on is fighting with everything they've got. This is a war against you and your family of inflation and collapse. And they know everybody's going to wake up in the midst of it. That's why they want to silence the leaders, because they think they can then defeat you. So when you keep us in the fight, you keep yourself in the fight. And this is life and death. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products and sign up for AutoShip and continue to support. Make a donation at the top and go to the Stone Defense Fund and make a donation to him, because he's a gladiator and a champion in the fight. And if you don't support us, you're helping the enemy. And I'm not bitching at listeners. I'm telling you, this is all out war. Roger.
Man.
What?
Man. Yo. That's him begging for money.
Right. What is it with all these right-wing nut jobs that they do these podcasts, right, and they find out, oh, we can sell these people this dumb shit if we just advertise it every 10 minutes and people buy it, and they make tons and tons of money, and then they ruin it by, like, why did Alex Jones fixate on Sandy Hook?
Why?
Is he? Well, yeah, it's hubris and stupidity.
He just thought at some point there is no consequence, and I guess for years there wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the planet has been ignoring Rick Wiles, Alex Jones. Who's that dead fuck? That guy, that fucking dead guy with the Congressional Medal of Freedom. That dead Rush Limbaugh. That guy. All these guys have lived under rocks, and we ignore them, and now look, everybody's radicalized.
Right.
And we've been talking about Alex fucking Jones for fucking years. We have not ignored these people.
Good news out of Kansas. Shocking Yay. News out of Kansas. I would not have put my money on this, to be honest with you. I haven't been following the polls or anything, but just to find this out, I'm shocked.
Right.
Kansans decided to keep abortion protections in their state constitution following a vote yesterday. A huge win for pro-choice advocates that will set the tone for what's to come on abortion rights nationally. I saw a stat that after the decision from the SCOTUS fucks,
SCOTUS,
eviscerating Roe, they 70% of the new registered voters in Kansas were women.
Wow.
Hmm.
Well, yeah. Hmm. To me, I don't think it's that shocking, though.
Right.
Don't we know most people want women to have reproductive yes. rights? I yes. mean, so if the people get to vote on it, then it would be a thing, right?
The amendment was proposed in response to a 2019 Kansas Supreme Court decision that ruled the state's constitution fundamentally protected abortion rights. If the Value Them Both Act
oh my God.
Had passed,
Value Them Both
passed, it would have opened the door for anti-abortion rights lawmakers to pursue a total abortion ban, a move that many Kansas Republicans denied. We're not going to do that. But then they were caught on tape discussing it.
Damn! What is it about? What is it with you guys? All of you. Alex Jones, I never said that. Read your text, you fuck. God. We have the receipts.
Thank you all so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Interested, my name is Lori Chisman. I am the regional director.
It's kind of hard to hear. But this is a regional director of the Value Them Both Coalition. Told a meeting of Reno County Republicans. This was in June, that the organization has legislation ready to ban abortion outright.
Wow.
If Kansas voters adopt the constitutional amendment.
Wait, that's not what they said earlier.
They're saying, no, we're not going to do that. Don't worry.
They're lying.
And the regional director is like, oh, we're totally going to do that. We're ready. We're ready.
Are you kidding? You can't say that's what the Republicans want more than anything, to get rid of abortion.
Ashley All, spokeswoman for Kansans for Constitutional Freedom, opposing the bullshit amendment,
right,
said, we are pleased that a Value Them Both representative was finally honest and forthright about their real goal to ban abortion completely in Kansas. We now have confirmation from their own campaign staff and legislative leaders that if this amendment passes, the Kansas legislature will move quickly to pass the most extreme ban on abortion possible. But the people voted by like a 20%, I think, yeah. almost margin, like huge
right.
margin in a referendum to leave the protection in there,
right.
to not
it's
change
crazy.
The Constitution. And because it's in the Constitution, the fucking legislature is going to have a really hard time trying to rat fuck it the way yeah. that they do here in Florida for everything, where they have, you know, when they have referendums that Republicans don't like.
So wait, so this passed like a ballot initiative. So it's
which they have to do to change the Constitution.
Right. I mean, the thing is, I heard this person talking about, like, you know how you have to have super majorities, like 60% sometimes to win?
Yes.
There are, in Republican states, they want to change laws. So when you have ballot initiatives, you have to, those have to be won by 60%.
Yeah, they want to get rid of, they want to get rid of democracy. Yeah.
They're like, we're losing, so we need a handicap. That's crazy.
That's exactly what they're saying.
But they're doing that, though.
That's why they gerrymander. Insane. That's why they voter suppress. Their messages, their policies are not popular.
What a great idea. Let's make it 60%. You're telling me the people, to get what they want, they don't need a majority. They would need a supermajority. Then that is not democracy, right?
Right. I mean, it's two-thirds majoritarianism. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what you call it. It's
bullshit.
Yeah. And gives an outsized vote to the minority.
Listen, I get it. Republicans don't like losing, right? So now they're doing something to rectify that by making it...
by changing the rules so they win.
Well, it's a handicap. That's what they're doing. This is golf, right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Great job, Republicans. Yeah. You guys are doing a really bang nice fucking up job.
We'll just make it 60% instead of 50-50. I mean, or 51. Well, you know. Fuck it.
Arizona, some crazies won. Carrie Lake and her opponent still too close to call. Although Carrie Lake, of course, has already claimed victory and said there's been widespread fraud.
Carrie Lake, this is the
against
Trumpster.
Against her.
Oh, of course. It's the Democrats.
Yeah, she is up by 2%, like 1.8% in the latest numbers.
Will she lose in the general election?
I would hope so. Please, I don't know. I have to see who the Democrat is.
No, I appreciate this strategery. I do. It just makes you nervous, because what if something crazy happens?
Well, yeah, then they get a crazy fucking ass governor in Arizona. The Secretary of State did win, scarily.
Right.
A election denier is now going to be in charge of the elections in Arizona. So good job there.
Oops.
So they need a sane Republican. They need Carrie Lake to fucking lose.
Right.
They need someone sane to keep a check on the fucking Secretary of State.
Do you know what they need in Arizona? They need people that care mainly about climate change, because your state is going to be the first one to really get fucked by it with the heat. Your road signs are melting, you dumb fucks. No offense. I mean, you know, saying the Republicans there is so stupid. That's Joe Arpaio's state.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if he was running for anything.
Jeez.
The current primary results in Arizona. Oh, and the crazy Trumpy Blake Masters won.
Oh, okay.
The Republican primary.
Cool.
So there you go. Against Mark Kelly now.
Right.
He's going to run against Mark Kelly. So it's Mark Kelly.
He will win.
Against a crazy Trumpist.
Mark Kelly, former astronaut.
Yes. He ran uncontested.
Right.
79% of the votes counted in Arizona, and they have Carrie Lake up by 1.8%. About 11,000 and change, 12,000 votes, something like that.
Have we played clips of her, of Carrie Lake, or is...
I mean, I think we have. She's
Just an asshole.
She's a former Fox News anchor.
Oh, okay.
Like, local anchor.
She's running for governor.
Who was allegedly, like a Clinton supporter or something. I don't know if that's true or not, but hey. like she wasn't completely batshit.
Right.
Here she is.
Yes.
I am not satisfied with how the election was run. We had major issues yesterday. Major issues, and they're being reported.
So that was her yesterday, or this morning, I mean.
Reform. This is why our election tonight was tenuous. We spotted a lot of corruption, and we're going to be pushing forward with charges. We have attorneys who are going to be heading to Pinal County first thing tomorrow.
So this is going to be their strategy anytime it's close.
But what if she wins?
Well, she's ahead.
Okay. I understand that. How is she going to accept winning when she just spent all this time saying the election was fraudulent?
But because this is such a kind of a toss-up, nobody's bowling anybody over in Arizona. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of red, but it's
right.
The national, the statewide elections tend to run close. She's doing the same bullshit that DeSantis is doing when they ask about abortion. Do you support an all-out ban on abortion? Well, it's an interesting question that they don't want to say because they know
the tap dance
that if they say I want an all-out ban,
right,
that that's not popular anywhere, and that might fuck them in their own state.
But how is DeSantis going to run for president and not talk about abortion?
But then he'll do the exact same thing.
What do you mean?
But then, if he gets reelected, the first thing they'll do is he'll try to put in a total ban on abortion.
Right, because, I mean...
Right, and her too.
Yeah.
Here's her answer.
Question about whether or not you'll advocate for more restrictive abortion laws as governor. Advocate.
We have great laws on the books, and we're going to work with those.
You're okay with those laws?
You already had one.
She moves on. You're okay with those laws? We're going to move on.
God damn these people. These forced birth motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Why can't they just say, I think women should be allowed to make decisions regarding their bodies with their fucking doctors or whatever. I don't know.
She says she'll concede when all the legal votes are counted.
It is goddamn theocratic tyranny, dude. It's just a bunch of Jesus bullshit being shoved down our assholes. That's what this is.
Yeah. Yeah, she's out of her fucking mind.
Yeah.
QAnon level, almost.
Really?
Yeah. She's gone totally crazy on the big lie, Trump's big lie that the election was stolen.
How the fuck can you elect someone that thinks that Joe Biden isn't fucking president? There's one thing to say. Oh, I'm going to say something stupid. I'm just saying there's one thing to say, like we disagree on policy and shit. But, this is the sky is blue kind of shit. I mean.
They don't believe in climate change. They don't believe, life begins at load.
Yeah. I think what'll happen if they are able to get Joe Biden out of office, I think, I don't know. What? How will that look when they finally march Joe out?
Oh, in chains, you mean?
When proof.
When Trump finally takes everybody to Gitmo?
What's it going to look like?
The storm is still coming.
Give it up for Speaker of the House, Matt Gaetz, everybody.
Let us see what else is going on. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We appreciate your listening, attitude.
Yes.
Nancy was not shot down.
Oh, okay.
And went to visit Taiwan.
Right.
It says in roughly 24 hours, this is the Bloomberg.
Yes.
Chinese officials and propagandists went from warning of powder keg to pleading for patience as Beijing struggled to articulate a cohesive response to Nancy Pelosi's landmark trip to Taiwan.
She wants to go to Taiwan.
Ahead of Pelosi's visit, the first of a U.S. speaker in 25 years, President Xi Jinping warned the Biden administration would get, quote, burned, while nationalist Chinese commentators suggested she would, quote, ignite the powder keg. Yet after she landed safely, stayed the night in Taipei, and hailed U.S.-Taiwan ties in a meeting with the president there, whose name I'll pass over.
Right.
Okay. Tsai Ing-wen.
Good job.
I think. China's tone shifted from belligerent to defensive. At a briefing on Wednesday afternoon, the foreign ministry spokesperson Hua Chengying asked the public to give the government more time to follow through on threats to punish the U.S. and Taiwan. You know, give us time. We're figuring out exactly how mad we are.
Why can't Nancy Pelosi visit Taiwan without the Chinese government being cunts? What's the biggie?
Just because like they say China is them. Yeah, they say China or Taiwan is theirs.
Okay, whatever.
Taiwan says we're independent.
Okay. Let's say that's the case. They can't have guests then? Nobody can come visit them? Nancy Pelosi can't go to Taiwan.
Well, but it's viewed as a slight to the Chinese government by going to visit and recognizing the Taiwanese
day one,
government.
Trump took a call from the president of Taiwan day one.
And, he was the first call, wasn't he?
Right. Well, he didn't think about it, though. He just took it. Nobody vetted it. They just gave him the call. He just picked it up. He's like, hey, Taiwan, what's up? And all of a sudden, bam.
Oh, yeah, Melania loves your food. He only has a McDonald's, so.
You think Melania cooks for him or they cook for each other? Did they walk that dog together?
What dog?
I thought they had a dog. Didn't they have like
never.
A...
Trump has never had a dog his entire life.
Right.
I don't think. He doesn't like dogs.
What a fucking asshole this guy is.
What was I talking about? Oh, Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. So there you go.
Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi.
Going to Taiwan.
Did not get shot down. Did not start World War III like the Republicans were claiming.
Oh, yes.
It's all good.
Right. No, Nancy Pelosi just impeached Trump twice. I haven't seen anybody else do anything worth a shit to him.
Right. It's not her fault the Senate fucked it up.
Yeah, she did her job. Fucking twice.
I've got this story here.
Yes.
I've also got a sneeze.
God bless you.
Ron Johnson.
The guy from Wisconsin?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Well, you know, they're saying the quiet part out loud again, and some of them are pissed at. Remember when our beloved senator here...
Rick Scott,
Bat Boy LARPer, yeah.
Oh God, he's so gross.
Rick Scott,
ooh,
put out these. The head of the governors, he's the head of the something association, and maybe the governors association because he was governor.
The Crypt Keeper.
He's the head of some shit, in some organization for recruiting and stuff. But he put out like this manifesto of what they're gonna do if. They the presidency, the House, and the Senate. And it's like they're getting rid of Medicare, defund Medicare, defund Social Security. I mean, like they're out about it. They're not even saying we're going to take a look at them. We're going to get rid of them.
Why is it that Republicans want to create chaos in their countries? I mean, in their areas. I mean, just think about it. They want people to be poor. All social safety nets gone. And then,
no. If you give more, if you take away all the government money,
everyone's
taxes will go down.
Okay,
Ryan.
You fucks. Let's take away your government money then.
The person who's making $25,000 a year who doesn't pay any taxes,
right,
is gonna make a lot of money.
I think it's time just to go get their shit. Sometimes just fuck it. Who gives a fuck? There's like. You know, figuratively speaking, there's a lot more of us than there are of them, and they just sit around with all the shit and. God damn.
His Democratic challenger, Mandela Barnes, slammed Senator Johnson today as a, quote, self-serving multimillionaire after the sitting Republican from Wisconsin called for making both Social Security and Medicare discretionary. That means they have to keep voting on it every year.
What
to
do you
keep
want
to voting
do?
On paying it every year.
You want to take away Medicare?
And that was the sticking point, allegedly, for the PACT Act.
Yeah.
Which passed also today. We've got that story. That was what they were claiming was this was one of their sticking points.
Yes.
That they're upset about was the Democrats wanted to make it a non-discretionary, wanted to make it part of the budget.
Right.
So that they didn't have to go back in there every year and vote on whether these veterans should be treated for these... horrific ailments.
Just why would you Why would you? Yeah. Why would you even want to reconsider
well,
that?
Well, we should take a look at that every year instead, you know. Because when we're in, what they're saying is, we should take a look at that every year because when we're in charge, motherfuckers, we're going to vote it, vote the money away. Right. Medicare.
Yes.
Social Security.
And you know, the stuff that, what was the veterans bill?
The PACT Act.
I mean, yeah. That's crazy. That's a senseless vote on their part.
And then all of a sudden today, they decided to vote for it.
Right. There's all the outrage. They did a cost benefit analysis, right? That's how they are.
And Jon Stewart.
Made
a big fucking difference. Speaking on some right wing shit show.
Yes.
In Wisconsin. Johnson criticized the mandatory spending demanded by Social Security and Medicare.
It's mandatory? What else are you going to spend the money on, you cunt? I mean, honestly.
Yes, and, you know, defense spending has always been discretionary. So VA spending is discretionary. What's mandatory are things like Social Security and Medicare. If you qualify for the entitlement, you just get it no matter what the cost. And our problem in this country is that more than 70% of our federal budget, of our federal spending, is all mandatory spending. It's on automatic pilot. You just don't do proper oversight. You don't get in there and fix the program.
Not true, not true, not true. Not true.
We should have all our shit on auto pay that matters because you never know what's coming down the pike. And what? This is Ron Johnson.
Yeah.
He's so stupid.
Wisconsin.
What do they want? Here's what the Republicans want. They want us to run around on the streets with bags, and then we all get a knife. And then what they do is just drop toilet paper.
Oh, and they film
food.
It while we kill each other over a
yeah,
can
penicillin.
Of spam.
Here's some tuna fish. Fight for it.
Yeah,
they love it.
Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's the Hunger Games.
Here's the rest of this.
Never, you just don't do proper oversight. You don't get in there and fix the programs going bankrupt. It's just on automatic pilot. What we ought to be doing is we ought to turn everything into discretionary spending. So let's all evaluate it so that we can fix problems or fix programs that are broken.
So we can make the programs go away. So we can get rid of programs we don't like.
That's the problem. See, I think about government. I'm like, that government should work more. It's so huge, right? Why isn't it doing more for people? There should be more people covered under Medicare.
Yeah, yeah.
And food stamps or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Not less. What fucking... How are you going to say you want to contract what they call entitlements and not jack up the minimum wage?
The his opponent, Mandela Barnes, said Johnson wants to strip working people of the Social Security and Medicare they've earned. Wisconsinites pay into Social Security through a lifetime of hard work, and they're counting on this program and Medicare, but Ron Johnson just doesn't care.
Yeah, and fuck Ron Johnson. Are you going to fuck that up for your state?
He doesn't care.
By being an obtuse little fuck?
He just wants the rich people. And Russia.
Right.
Wasn't he one of the guys that went to Russia on July 4th that one year?
Yes, that was strange. No one asked you about that, Ron. Ron, I would want, if he's, let's say Ron Johnson is participating in a congressional hearing. Could I ask him what he did in Russia that one time? Or would it have to be about that?
No, well, he would have to be testifying. You can't ask him questions.
You can't subpoena him?
I mean, you could do an Alex Jones and just say, fuck it, and just talk back to him. But then they can hold you in contempt of Congress.
I'm just wondering why some legislator doesn't subpoena and watch his face, call him in and say, hey, what were you doing in Russia that one time?
So suddenly today, and I really want to know, I mean, I know some of the bullshit reasons, but 11 motherfuckers still voted against it. The U.S. Senate, in a bipartisan 86-11 vote, approved a measure to provide health care and benefits for millions of veterans injured by exposure to toxins from Agent Orange in Vietnam to burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Someone voted against that.
There was one guy, I swear he said, one of the Republicans voted against it, said something like, well, you know, there's just, it's vague language in this and loopholes. Somebody could get prostate cancer and then we would have to cover them under this. Who cares? If they're veterans, they should be covered under it anyway, under all of it.
Because you're talking about veterans.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Why not? And as their advocates, which I mean, what congressional rep doesn't have veterans in their district? I mean, you should be fighting to get more.
The bill no longer would force generations of veterans to prove that their illness was caused by toxic exposures suffered in the military in order to get VA coverage. It has been hailed as the largest expansion of care in VA history and is expected to cost $280 billion over a decade. $28 billion a year is chump motherfucking change in this country.
God, we should be. That's a good thing. The veterans bill is a good thing. I mean, I can't imagine how you vote against that shit. God.
She was locked out of the studio. Upset? That's why she was okay. Complaining. The House had passed the measure in July. The president is expected to sign it. It easily passed in June by the Senate, 84-14, but a technical error required another vote last week. And this time, more than two dozen Republicans switched sides because they were being whiny little pissed babies to get back at Biden and Manchin because they fucked him over on the bill that they're going to pass through reconciliation.
These Republicans are just wacko. I mean, they're little vile hobgoblins. They're gross.
Republicans said their opposition was tied to an argument over which portion of the federal budget would pay for it. Democratic lawmakers contended the about-face came just after Democrats reached the agreement on the reconciliation bill. We know what the truth is. And they're lying when they're out there saying, there's a $400 billion slush fund in there. That's one of the famous ones. That was never changed. And by the way, read the bill. There is no slush fund. It is a lie.
Read the fucking bill, it's motherfuckers. I know that's tough for a lot of people on your fucking side.
There was no pork in that bill whatsoever. 0.0.
Well, wait. Did Boebert have enough time to read it? She needs five fucking days.
I'm sure she voted against it when the House passed it.
I need time to read this shit. Is this supposed to be our smartest and brightest people in government? I mean, I don't know
if that's ever happened in history.
I mean, geez, but these people.
So there you go. And then, you know, these motherfuckers crowing today, like Ted Cruz put out a tweet, you know, happy to pass the PACT Act when that motherfucker voted no the other day.
He voted.
And nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
Except, you know what I like about this? I mean, it's horrible that they voted this way, but it's nice to know that we learned that if the Republicans do something, I don't know, take away John Stewart's marijuana for a day and turn him loose on those motherfuckers. I mean, he gave some amazing speeches.
Oh, brother. I mean, Listen to Alex Jones's attorney has closed their case. Listen to this.
There was a Lutheran minister named Martin Niemöller in the 1930s. And he was imprisoned in a concentration.
You know who that guy is? He's the guy that came up with the first they came for the communists, then they came for the homosexuals, and I didn't say anything. And then they came for me. He was that guy.
But they came for Alex Jones next.
So he's about to compare Alex Jones to a Holocaust.
This fucking trial has everything.
Lutheran minister named Martin Niemöller in the 1930s. And
it's Godwin's law. It's Godwin's law. We've gone Hitler. We've gone Nazi.
How long has this trial been?
few, well, the trial took a long time, but this is the again, this is just the compensation phase.
And are we listening to how many days of shit?
2 days. Two, three days.
2 fucking days. That's it.
But this is the first time he's been there. I don't think he even showed up for a lot of his.
Yeah.
He had a deposition, but I don't know if he showed up for the civil trial. He may have.
I'm going to go with this suit.
He was imprisoned in a concentration camp. And when he got out, he reflected on the fact that he had stood quiet. And he said, first they came for the communists. And I said, I'm not a communist, and didn't do anything. Then they came for the trade unionists. And I said, I'm not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews. And I said, I'm not a Jew. And when they came for me, there was no one left.
To speak Jeez. For me, it was is the rest yeah. of it.
No one left.
This is insane.
It's been an honor to talk to you.
What?
This is
there crazy. Was a Lutheran minister.
There is oops, that it just loops. This that has prompted many to respond with disgust. Obviously,
I mean that's just. Insane that this guy did this.
He said Alex Jones's attorney just compared the jury's verdict to the Holocaust.
Of course he did. I don't know. Are they trying to look insane? Are they trying to do this? Because this is, it seems like there's effort they put into this. We're going to look nuts today, guys. Get ready.
I mean, he memorized that. He got it mostly right, except for leaving the end off.
Do you think? Did he? I don't know. Do you think he thought that was good?
I mean,
did Alex think it was good?
I don't know if they run it by him. I would assume at some point.
What's the reaction? People are reacting to it in a disgusted way. I mean, they're horrified by it, of course.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's not. It's not getting a lot of lawyers saying, "Wow, what a brilliant strategy!
Good closing arguments, yeah. Everyone. Nice way to wrap it up. Comparison, Holocaust comparison. Check. Got to mention Hitler. Check. God.
Jones said he. What did he say? At one point. he later came to believe that the one of these assholes that was talking to him, that was convincing him that it was a false flag at Sandy Hook. He later came to believe that the guy was wrong.
Right.
Jones later said it was unfair to peg him as a Sandy Hook truther, as he didn't spend an excessive amount of time questioning the shooting and eventually concluded that it was a real event. It's 100% real, as I said yesterday, and the media still ran with lies that I was saying it wasn't real on air yesterday. It's incredible. They won't let me take it back. They won't let me take it back. I don't get a mulligan.
It's defamation. That, why would it make sense? You can't. What's the use of having laws against defaming someone if you give people mulligans to take shit back that you said? I don't know.
I'd like to refer you to the end of 24.
This is too long. He said, they won't let me take it back. They just want to keep me in the position of being the Sandy Hook man. My son got confronted yesterday.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Alex.
And the judge said... And I just remind you, just answer the questions. The attorney right. asks Mr. Yeah. Jones.
Yeah, and Alex was not on his best behavior.
I don't think Alex was on his best behavior. So there you go.
He needed protein, and he was just out of it.
The defense rests.
Is that what they did?
The Holocaust reference.
Is that what they did? They're like, we're almost done, guys. We're up right before we go, though. Holocaust reference, and I'm out. And I'm dropping the mic, and I'm leaving. That's crazy.
I don't know how much they're expecting.
Are they like, dealing
how much
with
cash
the jury?
They're asking for? Yes. the jury's gonna
what the decide. Fuck? Aren't they worried that people on the jury could be offended by this reference? Did they not think about that?
No, they don't care.
Does Alex Jones have a shitty attorney? Because it's like, if you're going to work for Alex Jones, you know that there are people that want all of his money. Why would you represent that guy? I mean, he's not going to have any money to pay you.
Well, you better get your checks fast. You better get your money now.
Oh, yeah,
people.
You know that motherfucker. This guy, I don't know. Maybe this guy is like, Alex, we'll only pay if you win or something. Maybe he sucks or something. I don't know. Is that fair to say? Is his lawyer good or bad? I mean, I don't want to defame the lawyer.
Alex's lawyer?
You think he's a good lawyer or a bad lawyer? God.
I mean, he seems like a bad lawyer.
And by you saying that, you're not defaming his character.
Well, you know, it seems the way he's been acting that one could extrapolate
that he sucks.
That he's probably a fucking asshole on top of everything.
Why did he give them the fucking phone records? It must be that Alex Jones's checks are bouncing. They're like, fuck this guy. I'm going to give him the phone records. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to see a dime. Fuck all this shit.
Interesting. Well, good news.
Yes.
Another prediction from the right.
Right.
That Rashida Tlaib was doomed in her primary.
Yes.
Running against some Democrats that are trying to paint her as a radical lefty.
Oh my God!
Crazy squad. We need sane Democrats. We'll reach across the aisle.
These Democrats that are, you know, I don't know, is Rashida Tlaib like, she's a progressive, right?
She's, yeah, part of the progressive caucus.
Quaucus. We want more in the progressive caucus. We want mostly progressive caucus. Right. So don't primary people in the progressive caucus.
Their districts hate them, Ryan. AOC's district hates her.
Why'd they elect her?
Ilhan Omar, they hate her.
She got elected.
And by a large margin, Rashida Tlaib won her Democratic primary 64%. Yeah. 22% to the next one. 9% and 5% for the three other.
So everybody won their shit.
She won.
Okay, good.
Hers was yesterday.
Don't fucking fuck with these people that are on the left and progressive. That thank God the squad is there. I don't know. We need more. Vote these fucking Manchin fucks out. Cinema.
Well, if we, you know, can pick primary up a couple of Senate seats.
Jeez.
Cori Bush also, they said the same thing. She won her.
Yeah.
Primary against a quote moderate
right
Democrat.
Yes.
She had 70% of the vote.
70%. It looks like the people hate her there. 70%.
And
that's pretty significant.
She's expected to have an advantage over the Republicans in her district.
Yes.
Of 52 points.
Kablam, motherfuckers!
It's a pretty Democratic district.
More of that. More of that.
And what does that tell you? She was... None of them have lost.
Right.
They were all predicted to lose their next elections because they're so crazy and so lefty.
But that's what the people said they wanted.
Exactly. And none of them have lost, members of the squad have lost a race since the 2018 election where they formed up the squad.
Listen, I know we're in a thing right now with the SCOTUS being absolute cunts and it was DeSantis and Trumpism and all this shit, but we're not going backwards, right? We're going to continue to go left even if we're lurching.
Well, that's kind of what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. The fuck?
These motherfuckers overreach.
Yeah.
They caught the car. That's what happened in Kansas. The dog caught the car. And then they're like, oh, great. We got to repeal that constitutional amendment.
Yeah, yeah.
That and that was interpreted by the Supreme Court there to say that this also covers abortion.
It's
and,
like,
and the voters said no fucking way.
When that Roe decision came down, did they have to go in their Hootsuite or their social media managers and like delete a bunch of shit because they won?
But they now they don't. Yeah, they're if 70% of the new registered voters since SCOTUS's overturning of Roe are if it's women 70%. I would suggest that maybe the Republicans are, should not be pleased with what's going on the Supreme Court.
You know, I think we have to get rid of these fucking Republicans, and then once we do that, we can start fighting the new fight, which will be nature, because honestly this planet is coming for our ass with this global warming shit.
Oh yeah,
can't be fucking around with these Republicans
and like, COVID,
hell yes,
let's not forget COVID's still going on.
Oh, that's true, we're still in a pandemic.
COVID deaths top 77,500 in the latest Florida report.
Damn. Well, the latest Florida report.
The state has had more than 66,000 new cases in each of the past 10 weeks.
So we know it's more.
And more than 71,000 in eight of the weeks.
Pardon me if I'm a little skeptical, but I know this state undercounts, correct?
Grossly.
Sorry. So yes. It's more than what you're saying.
What?
Florida COVID community levels by county. I'm looking at the map.
Don't look at ours.
And there are three colors, high, medium, and low. And the entire state of Florida, except for three counties, is high.
Okay.
And those three counties are medium.
Okay. Jeez, which county? So it's like...
I don't know where they are. They're down. God. They're down in the...
We're the same as like Bay County?
Although one part might be near your aunt in...
Bay County. No, no way. No. The COVID is not low there. Not there.
Maybe I'm not. Maybe it's not.
It's not.
I think it's farther around.
Yeah, it's not low.
Where that little hook is before it swings up. That.
There's no one there.
No, there's nobody there. That's why it's medium.
Yeah, I don't know. I think also they're wrong. How is it medium there?
Well, that's the
map is dubious.
So there's the COVID.
The COVID is only, that's like Matt Gaetz land. The COVID is through the roof.
And Biden is still positive today.
Yeah.
Still testing for positive.
Jeez.
For COVID. Monkeypox, everybody's talking about that too.
Yay! Anybody have monkeypox in our government?
I don't think so yet.
Right. Duh, that's gonna suck.
The right wing dickheads are still trying to portray it as an STD that only gay people get.
I don't.
But you can literally
right.
bump into somebody on an elevator and your hands brush or something, and congratulations, you've got monkeypox.
Yeah. Ted Haggard better be careful going out and about.
Oh God, he's what he's doing. Jesus.
Didn't we do a story about him not too long ago?
Yeah, he's in Trubs again for the same deal.
Right. Listen, Ted, go out and get monkeypox. Yeah, fuck dudes. I don't give a shit. Just don't be an anti-gay activist,
right? Underage
dudes
issue. Wasn't he caught with a 16-year-old or something like
that? Right. That's a no-no, Ted.
Our lovely neighbor here.
Yay!
To the north and actually west.
Okay.
Alabama.
Right.
We're nuzzled right up here. This is Vincent, Alabama.
Okay.
Are you aware of Vincent, Alabama?
No. Not in the least.
I don't know if I know where that is.
I don't know.
Vincent, Alabama is in the state.
No. I'm going to say it's in central Alabama. Probably the site of many.
Oh, you're 100%.
There's probably an Oath Keeper compound.
It is right near Birmingham. It is.
Come here, boy. I say it's Birmingham. Get the nylon cord, build a gallows right now.
It is about
pow, pow, pow.
50 kilometers.
Kilometers?
From
hell yeah. We're going to crucify this motherfucker.
From Birmingham.
Get my table saw. Birmingham.
So like, you know, 30, 40 miles from Birmingham. 30 miles right. from Birmingham.
Okay, it's in the middle of nowhere. It's terrifying.
The residents of the Alabama town are calling for the firing of the assistant police chief, Ryan.
Right.
It's Shelby County. Oh, Shelby.
Shelby.
It's your county.
What did this person do? Wear a mask or something?
Some neighbors in Vincent want the town to fire its assistant police chief, accusing him of sending a racist text message to other officers on the police force.
Wait a second. I think it's nice that someone gave a shit about this, that they cared. Someone cared. At the cops and say, we don't want you doing racist things. Wow.
A large group of angry residents showed up at a city council meeting.
Well, the people did, not the cops. The people, not the cops.
Yes.
Okay.
Vincent is a town in Shelby County, sits near the intersection of Highway 280 and 231 for our Alabama listeners.
We say that shit all the time.
Residents packed into the town's small council chamber, upset over a racist joke sent via text message.
Jeez.
They and the Shelby County NAACP. Oh,
whew. Jeez. Those guys.
How about that group? Yeah.
Buy them a drink, all of them.
They're exhausted. Yeah, they're exhausted. Yeah,
yeah. Give them money.
They believe this. This text was sent by the town's assistant police chief to other officers. Quote, what do you all call a pregnant slave?
Jeez. He sent this to a bunch of people?
And this person responded,
at work?
Question mark. And then they responded, two question marks. And then the sender responded, BOGO, buy one, get one free.
That's it.
A pregnant slave is buy one, get one free. Get it?
Oh, my God. I get it. But I'm like, that's the whole thing?
Yeah.
What a stupid fuck. What a dumbass, racist, stupid fuck. That means they do this all the time. They sit around their these little fucking cops sitting around their text messages in Alabama. Hey, racist shit. Let's terrorize people. Go fuck yourself.
The council and the mayor promised an investigation into the text. And they're gonna update us at the next council meeting on August 16th. We'll see. Dang. We'll try to keep you guys informed.
Way to stand up to that one officer that sent that racist text, though, with a double question mark. My God!
The mayor, James Latimer, James D. Latimer.
Fuck ye!
Did not allow public comment during the meeting.
It's locker room talk. Right? That's text. What he's going to say.
Locker room text.
That's how we all fucking talk around yeah. here. Who you fooling?
The mayor said, I don't want this to turn into a madhouse. That's why I chose to restrict public comment tonight.
Fuck you.
In other words, there are probably a lot of angry black people there. And you they didn't want to allow them to speak.
How can you restrict my speech at a public building during a public fucking meeting? You're restricting public comment? Okay, motherfucker. Are you a king? Am I not allowed to fucking talk at a public hearing?
I don't know.
Fuck that guy.
Depends on, I don't know.
We don't give a shit if our cops are racist. All the cops are racist. Newsflash. I don't know why.
Hashtag shocker.
Nothing is shocking in this story. God, fuck these. God. That means that guy sends these texts out or whatever, and they all do it to each other, and the expectation is they'll get laughs. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Stupid fucks.
NBC... David Slack, a former writer for Law and Order,
yeah,
responded to a tweet from NBC News reporter Ben Collins, who joked that Law and Order never featured a twist as good as Alex Jones's lawyer accidentally sending Sandy Hook parents' lawyers the entire contents of his phone and his long-hitting financials, but they waited 12 days in to let him lie in my life. That's another brilliant thing. They had this. They didn't get this yesterday.
Right.
They got it 2 weeks ago.
Did they forget to fucking tell this fuck?
No, 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 no. They didn't have to. His lawyers sent them the information.
Oh, that no. I mean, when did the lawyers tell Alex Jones?
Today.
Today, that's right. Right. The whole reveal.
But they let him hang himself for 12 days worth of depositions and testimony.
Didn't the lawyer know? Didn't his lawyer know that he sent that shit? God.
Maybe Alex is going to sue for his lawyer. Turn around and say, you've got a, I had bad representation.
Right.
You've got to overturn this
you gave,
verdict.
I think he should. I mean, not to, I mean, I'm not trying to feel bad for anything Alex Jones is going through right now, but I don't think anybody's lawyer should send someone accidentally everything that's on their fucking iPhone. Everything, anything on that iPhone is a piece of paper sent to this guy. Or a digital record.
So David Slack, one of the writers on Law and Order, responded and said, because on Law and Order, we wouldn't have let a lawyer do something that dumb.
No. Let me explain to you, you fuck, what you do with Law and Order. You take our cops and you take everybody in the justice system and you suck their dicks for probably 45 minutes a show. Sell products and make everybody feel okay about the fucking cops. That's what you do. That's what Law and Order does.
Well, yeah.
It makes us feel good about cops.
So you did get my text messages. And then said you didn't. Nice trick.
Nice trick.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
That moment right there.
Yes, right. Mr. Jones.
Listen, dude, I refer you to the guy that thought he'd be cute with Mike Tyson in an interview. I mean, you
or
don't
on
know.
The airplane.
I don't know. Right. That guy. I never saw that video. That
oh, my
crazy,
God.
Right? But that guy
is bent over the seat, just pummeling the shit out of the guy behind him.
But that guy had it. Coming.
Everyone seemed to agree that the guy had it coming. Yeah.
Well,
let's see. We've got some time left here in the big show. Don't forget we're back tomorrow. And then Faithless Friday.
Are you chewing gum, Mr. Jones?
Friday.
Get your fucking gum.
I had some dental work done.
This lawyer's sitting there. It's like, holy fuck, we've made it to closing arguments. My God, we're going to get it. He just compared this client. Oh, my God.
They won't let me take it back.
Holocaust comparison. But then
it's like he's 10, 11 years old. They won't let me take it back. I take backsies.
And then he compares the verdict to the Holocaust.
His lawyer.
On his way out.
Yes,
his way out.
Sure.
Kaboomp.
Sure.
The dumb fucking lawyer that sent the contents of the fucking phone. Was anybody in the car with Alex Jones, that lawyer, and turn the phone on and record that shit? I want to see that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That's the good shit.
Also good news.
Yes.
Eric Greitens.
Right.
You may recall was run out of the governorship after he was discovered, wasn't it blackmailing somebody or something like that, an ex,
yeah,
or extorting someone with wasn't he gonna show sex videos or so? I thought,
oh yeah,
he was run out.
What party is he with?
Let me check.
Okay.
Thought that would be Republican.
Oh, okay, man. Pat, thanks, just wondering.
Because in pure Republican fashion, he came back and is running.
Can we do better? I mean, God damn it! How many creep rapist insurrectionists? What did this guy do? Did some weird extorter? Fuck.
Well, yeah. Let me see what his highlight reel is.
Is there anybody classy?
Affair and sexual assault allegations. And allegations of domestic abuse. Oh, okay. It wasn't that guy. I got my Republican assholes
confused. How could you do that?
In 2015, he had an extramarital affair with his hairstylist. She accused him of... She accused him...
What the fuck? I need a picture of this guy's hair right now. I want to see what his hair looks like.
She accused him of coercing her to perform oral sex, undressing, kissing, and touching her.
This guy is a government official that's got a hairstylist.
He was governor.
The governor has a hairstylist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
She accused him of coercing her to perform oral sex.
Jeez.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal, genital, oral, anal.
God, good job.
Undressing, kissing, and touching her without her consent and threatening to release. Oh, I was right. A nude photo of her if she told anyone about the encounter.
God, this Republican's ticking all the boxes.
He said in a 2018 report by the Missouri House Special Investigative Committee on Oversight, which concluded that the woman's accusations were credible. The Republican Missouri House Special Investigative Committee decided they were credible.
Yeah, they looked at this shit and they're like, holy fuck.
He claims it was discredited. It hasn't been.
Okay.
And his ex-wife said in a sworn affidavit that he admitted to her that he took those pictures, that he threatened his mistress.
But he's saying he did not, though.
On April 11th, 2020, Eric and Sheena Greitens announced they were divorcing.
Right.
Soon after, Sheena said she had accepted a job as an associate professor of political science at University of Texas Austin.
Yay!
Okay, blah, blah, blah. In court filings for their 2022 child custody case, so recently, she accused him in a sworn affidavit of physical abuse, such as cuffing our then 3-year-old son across the face at the dinner table.
What?
And said that because of the abuse, steps were taken to limit his access to firearms. She said she has photographic evidence of abuse injuries. Greitens' attorney has said the alleged injuries came from their son roughhousing with his brother.
This guy's beating a kid. His guy's beating his kid.
Allegedly?
Allegedly. This guy is allegedly beating his kid.
Definitely cheated on his wife and definitely extorted the woman he cheated with by taking a picture and threatening to out her.
Who the fuck is voting for this guy? I mean, imagine having to share an elevator with this monster. I'm just saying. Fuck you guys.
Let's launch a rock people in any direction from Crab Diving Studios. And the odds are you're going to hit a roof.
Right.
Of somebody that would vote for this motherfucker.
But this guy is just unreal.
Well, he lost.
Mean, okay. Thank you, Jesus, for answering that modest. Number, it's a modest prayer, isn't it? A modest prayer that we not have a guy that. What did this guy do again? He did all kinds of crazy fucking shit.
And don't forget, right wing nut job asshole on top of everything.
He beat his kid. Allegedly. He cuffed his 3-year-old kid. Did you say 3 years old?
Yes.
3-year old. Think about what a 3-year old child looks like, acts like. You beat that? That guy's going to be the guy you vote for? God.
Oh, he came in third place, too.
He came in third? How many people voted for him?
19%. That's scary. That's 1 out of 5 Republicans voted for him.
You people are fucking monsters. He beat his 3-year-old child and his wife and all kinds of shit. Hell yeah, we'll vote for him. He's not scared of that kid.
Has he said anything racist? Then it'll solidify my vote.
What a cowardly little bitch. You cannot beat children.
Eric Greitens, the scandal-tarred former Missouri governor who launched a comeback bid against the wishes of many Republicans, lost the state's... will lose. I don't know if they might still be counting some, but it's obvious he's going to lose.
Yeah.
When was this published?
Just mean. These Republicans are just mean motherfuckers. Sad little sacks of shit. You beat children.
Eric Schmidt is currently the state's attorney general, is projected to proceed to the general election, where he will compete with a Democratic nominee for the seat being vacated by retiring Republican Senator Roy Blunt. The primary results mark a thudding defeat for Greitens.
He lost!
Who fully embraced former President Donald Trump. Gross. And fought against recent allegations of domestic abuse.
Embrace him, get monkeypox, you fuck! Get monkeypox, you Republican fuck!
He had announced his Senate bid nearly 3 years after resigning from the governor's office amid accusations that he blackmailed his hairdresser with whom he was having an affair.
No, excuse me. You said hairstylist. That's different.
This is a different.
No.
This is a different report.
Does it matter? Was it a hairstylist or?
Well, they're both the same.
No. No.
Greitens admitted to the tryst, but denied he threatened to release nude photographs.
What a fucking asshole. Boy, great hair, though.
He was charged with felony invasion of privacy related to the alleged blackmailing. He was also charged with illegally using a charity donor list to help fund his 2016 gubernatorial campaign.
Oh, is that illegal?
Both charges were dropped around the time he resigned, so they probably made a deal with him.
What the fuck? What did he... Okay, I'm sorry. I am... He sexually assaulted his hairdresser or now, stylist.
Well, she says he did it without... That she coerced him and that he did touched her without consent.
Dude, imagine your job. He's probably wasn't... I'm going to say that the hairstylist did not ever like the job. This guy sounds like a monster. Your job is to make this piece of shit... Make his hair look good. That's your job. And now he's feeling you up. You know what I mean? Like, fuck this guy. This person is charged with making your hair look good.
Yeah.
That means, God, to me, if I'm on a set and I have a TV show and there's somebody, their job is to get up in the morning and make my hair look good, I'm nice as fuck to this person. You know what I mean?
Well, he thought he was being nice, probably. You know, in their mind, they think they're giving him a gift.
No. Congratulations.
Here's my seed.
I'm a rapist. You get to do my hair every day. God. Well, he's not a rapist.
I'm a pure blood.
Yeah, I'm blackmail. What'd you do last night? Oh, this pure blood motherfucker decided to blackmail some people, do a little revenge porn, run for office. As a Republican, right?
Oh, Days of Our Lives, after 57 years, leaving NBC, headed to Peacock.
Damn!
It will become a streaming series.
Ooh. Gosh.
Interesting.
Actors, prepare to get paid less.
I auditioned for Days a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah? Weren't you on that?
I was on General Hospital a bunch of times, and then Passions.
If you watch Days or you want to add Vile Experience on any soap,
no, I'm semi.
Do a letter writing campaign.
Don't do a letter writing
campaign. Get his ass on a show.
Unless they're going to fly me out there.
Yeah, yeah.
For what I'd make with a day role on, well, yeah, on a soap for a day role.
Yeah.
If I had an actual day role and not an under five.
Now they have to give you a part.
It would probably make.
They have to give you lines.
It would probably make. Enough money to just about pay for the plane ticket.
Demand
and the hotel.
Demand a multi-episode arc. Or
oh,
something
sure,
something good.
That always works. We got a few minutes left.
Yeah, send it to Paramount Studios. Wait, what studio should people send the letters to?
Oh, NBC.
NBC, okay.
I would guess.
Google that
shit.
Don't
send it to NBC.
No. They're casting
the
people. Just find their casting person.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
We continue here with for a few minutes. Did you see they axed the Batwoman movie?
Oh, I did. Why?
It's shot. They spent $70 million on it already or something like that. And they watched it and they were like, oof.
God, if I was president, I would just be like, I don't give a shit. Make the movie.
But they made it. It's done.
My God.
It was supposed to be coming out, but they watched it and it was testing horribly. So
I want to see it.
They
I don't
decided
fucking
that,
care.
I would, you know, it'll come out
Let
eventually.
Let me watch it. Come on.
But they decided that they like everybody involved. And they like the actor or the actress, whatever, you know, however she identified. And she's going to work with them again in some capacity.
They didn't like
but,
the story
but for
or
some
something?
Reason, it just didn't come together.
Well, just do it anyway. Cause you know what? You know what I enjoyed? Superman versus Batman, bigly. Loved it. I went on YouTube and just Googled Superman versus Batman fight scenes.
Despite Ben Affleck?
No, I don't know. I just watched all the fight scenes.
Oh, the fight scenes.
I didn't watch any of the other parts.
You didn't see the movie then?
No. I did. I saw the movie I wanted to see, and I do the same thing with this. You want people to stay inside and not pass monkeypox or get corona, but yet you're going to take Batgirl away from them when it's done. It's done, you fucks. I hate this decision. Stupid.
Stunning news that the upcoming DC film Batgirl would be shelved despite it being deep into post-production ahead of a planned HBO Max.
Fuck that!
release. They first were going to release it in the film, you know, in the cinemas.
I'm choking out of frustration. Imagine you're a young actor, you get a part on Batgirl, and they're like, sorry, we shot it, we just don't like it, it's gonna go in a vault.
Well, they still get paid, unless you're back end.
Oh my god, I would lose my fucking shit. That is horrible. Release that movie.
The co-directors, Adil El Arbi and Bilal Fallah, wrote a statement saying, we're saddened and shocked by the news. As directors, it's critical our work be shown to audiences. And while the film is far from finished, we wish that fans all over the world would have the opportunity to see and embrace the final film themselves. Maybe one day they will, inshallah.
That's a call to action. That's a call to action. They want people to rise up.
Well, now it's going to develop a cult. Now people are going to go crazy because they can't see it.
My question.
So they're probably doing themselves a favor. They're like, look, we'll pull it. It'll create all this controversy. People are going to demand we see it. It's like the X-Men cut.
Yeah.
What's his face is, was it X-Men cut? The one director. There was some movie.
It might have been X-Men.
That there was a cut released of the director finally released. It was like 3 hours fucking long or something. And they finally released it and it made money.
Right.
After they released it because there was such a cult demand for it.
I mean, people, who doesn't want to sit through a Batgirl movie? That's okay if it sucks. We're in the middle of a pandemic. I'll take a Batgirl. There's a neo-Nazi movement in this country. I mean, and you're telling me this Batgirl isn't good enough for us to watch? Can we watch it? It's not good enough? What do you think? You're going to put it in Batgirl? People are going to be like, it's too stupid for me. Love it. Put that movie in there. God damn. Can Biden do something about this?
The director's cut. I can't. Now it's going to drive me crazy. Of what movie that was?
Man, people. What it was going to be on Paramount though, right? Or where is Batman?
HBO Max was going to be.
Oh, you assholes! You can't. You should see the shit you can watch on some of these platforms. It's horrible. I can't tell you how many movies I've watched the first 20 minutes of that suck. Really. Well, do you know how many movies on Netflix star Nicolas Cage? Fucking John Travolta.
Hey, Nicolas Cage has a lot of bills to pay.
A Baldwin brother that's not an Alec. A lot of the shitty movies out there. I mean, you can't tell me that Batgirl in whatever state it's in is. There's a movie where about John Travolta selling speedboats in the 50s that's. Yeah, I watched the whole fucking thing. It sucked.
What? John Travolta is selling speedboats
or something in the 60s. It's some fucking shit movie. I watched that. I watched John Travolta play Gotti. I watched the one about the.
Oh, God. Why are you watching so much John Travolta?
Just because it's all that's on. That's the algorithm you get on Netflix.
Well, but don't go to the foreign films or go to. There's all kinds of.
That's
good
the
shit
other
out
thing
there.
That's the problems. A lot of these films, it's dubbed. I would rather read the subtitles. I don't want to listen to dubbed. I can't. That makes me nuts. I just this
rated our comedy.
Yeah, but this bad girl thing's bullshit. Just put the movie out there. People need to do something. People are so bored. Maybe they'll. I don't know.
Well, this says they're $90 million into Batgirl.
Jesus fucking Christ! Put the movie out there, you dumb fucks. What's going to happen? Is it? They put that Batman movie with George Clooney out, didn't they?
Well, yeah.
The one with Chris, was Christian Bale? No, he was a good Batman. I liked him.
He was a good Batman.
Who was before him? Val Kilmer. You put the Val Kilmer Batman out there. That's an insult, and it's sexist. You put the Val Kilmer Batman out there, but not releasing this Batgirl. Come on. Get fucking real.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Release the fucking movie. Put it on the dumb streaming platform. We all want something to watch. Nah, no Batgirl. I'll just go out and get COVID then. Fine. That's what you're telling America to do.
Yeah, but we're not going to do anything about it. We're not going to put masks on. We're not
No, why not? No Batgirl, no mask.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Ron DeSantis was right. Fuck it.
Right. What would be evil?
And then Fauci, you saw Fauci said if he was able to go back in time and change anything, they would have put down more restrictions.
Really?
Golly gee.
How many people fucking died so far from COVID?
Over a million. Sadly, I don't know. Yeah.
Over a million. Of course you would do a lot of things different. It would have been a different person in charge of COVID had Trump been impeached. When you guys had the chance, and it would have been Pence, and everything would have been fine.
Well, yeah.
Dealing with it, right?
Zack Snyder's Justice League was the movie I was talking about.
Yeah.
Was the one that was the famous, it was a piece of shit, and then they're like, oh, he blamed the editors and everything, yeah. And they're like, release it, and that was the one that was... The Snyder Cut was the one that came out, I think.
I saw that. Was the Justice League, was Ben Affleck Batman in that as well?
There's also a Batman versus Superman cut.
No, just watch the fight scene still.
Batman versus Superman Ultimate Edition.
Right.
Which is also Zack Snyder.
I like that. I like the way that Batman is crazy. I mean, and... Some
just the fight scenes.
Yeah, yeah. It's nuts, man.
You cut out all the dialogue.
I did. It's so much better.
I saw all the like Transformer movies are coming to Paramount Plus or something. Those are all crazy.
Yeah. But guess how everything's resolved in Batman versus Superman? Guess.
Kryptonite.
It's every time.
Right.
What
else have you got?
I mean, shit.
What else have you
That's
got?
That's what I'm saying. You're dragging that shit out. The Wonder Woman entrance at the end of Superman versus Batman is good, but like if you're gonna drag that shit out, that weak shit, that all these god, put the fucking Batgirl out there.
The term jizz is trending, but it's because of a player, a Dutch. Soccer player,
right?
Named Jiz Hornkamp. Some transfer news: Nottingham Forest want Dutch striker Jiz Hornkamp from Willem II. Here's 20. He's 24. Decent scoring ratio. Right. Once scored 4 in 34 minutes for previous club. Talks underway. If all goes well, would be 13th signer of the summer. But just the word jizz is trending.
We're going to be all right, guys.
I love the internet. Yeah.
We're going to be all right. That's a good sign. We're going to be okay.
Or it's trending for us, which
jizz is trending.
Says more about our feed also.
Well, we're going to be okay.
Only a couple minutes left here now on the big show.
Right.
I mentioned this to you offline, but
crab diving offline conversation.
The mellifluous tones of Scott Howley.
Jeez.
Josh Howley.
The Senate will vote today on whether to expand NATO by admitting Sweden and Finland. I intend to vote no, and I encourage my colleagues to do the same, and I want to say a word or two as to why. Finland and Sweden.
I will be saying it in the original German.
Oh, yes, you little cockholes.
He speaks Viking, Scheißen.
Is he like, does Putin have pictures of him like doing fucked up shit?
Apologies to our German listeners.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But listen, that is he Putin's little cockholster?
We have a
lot
of Chinese downloads, by the way. I looked.
Right, do we really?
Yeah, yeah, we have a lot of Chinese downloads.
They're allowed to listen to our show?
No.
Guys who are listening, thank you.
They are. And we appreciate
it. You're locked down.
It.
See, those guys are locked down, right?
I mean, after, you know, after the U.S. and Canada, Britain,
right,
Australia, then I think China is next.
China
for downloads.
Very
strange.
You for listening.
It
we
might
appreciate
be like
it.
Bot action or something, right? But, you know, no. I don't know.
Any robots are listening out there? Go fuck yourself.
The here we go.
There's a bad strain there in Arizona in the Republican Party. I mean, it's the rank and file are great. And they went ahead and organized protests on their own after I went there. They were calling me and sending me things and sending me teddy bears. And it was really amazing. It didn't get to the pros, but it got to the people. There's a great Republican Party in Arizona. I cannot believe that Kerry is not going to win. I mean, I have no doubt. I know that party. I got to know that party really well in that 3-week period, because we eventually got a letter from them. Remember, against all odds, we got a letter from them asking Pence to please return the votes to them so they could count them accurately, despite the fact that we had.
Please send back those. We want a mulligan on our electoral ballots.
Where are the farts?
This is Rudy, by the way.
Where are the farts?
Oh, I didn't play them.
Okay,
I
so I don't, well, you know. The farts in there.
There's a bad strain in Arizona in the Republican Party. These are the people that are against the crazies he's talking about. They're God. The bad strain.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bad strain down there.
You guys are a bad strain. You fucking lunatic. Rudy Giuliani. It's like, you remember
Star Wars show? Bad Batch.
You know, oh, that's great. Yeah, that's a good one. God, animated. Put that. Yeah, put Batwoman on or whatever the fuck it is, Batgirl.
I have no doubt it's going to pop up.
Right.
There's going to be like a director's cut or there's something's going to happen. They're not going to just let it go.
Ozarks is done.
They
you know
can
what
make
I mean?
Some money off of it.
Can we please have Batgirl?
Let's get the fuck out of here. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. Ryan, check out what he's doing. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook. Or at, Doug just hit me with a squirrel squeaker toy. Or at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening, everyone. We'll hit you up mañana.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.